Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I'm still dealing with this paper cut this morning on my thumb. I'll soldier on, though. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Big Willie 105.5, also the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal. Our show is just getting so big that just all the radio stations that we had just can't handle it. So we had to add more radio stations like Big Willie 105.5, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Later on this morning, some great prize packages for you. Although I must tell you, I've had all sorts of problems with my listeners. And maybe I'm talking about you as well. Knowing how to use the phone. We've got a great new phone system here. And it should be a no-brainer. They just call in. They pot down the background noise so that there's no feedback whenever they're calling in. They make sure their phones are turned off. They call in. They say their name, where they're from, and I tell them what number they are, and like the 10th caller, the 20th caller wins the ticket. It's so simple. And yet we have had all sorts of problems. And frankly, it's our listeners, my listeners, who just can't seem to grasp this concept. They're calling in and they're talking to me as if I'm operating the drive-thru at McDonald's, or they're saying, hey, hold on a minute, I got to do something else. And on and on and on, and dogs barking in the background. It's unbelievable. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea. We're going to try again. Big prize package a little bit later on this morning. Right now, though, continuing our talk with State Senator Chris Rose, 2nd Senate District, West Virginia, who is concerned, very upset about what big power has been doing to our state. Chris, have you ever had to deal with a paper cut?
Oh, I have, Dimitri. They could be very brutal.
Exactly.
I feel for you. I know you're going through a lot there, buddy, and it's very impressive that you're powering through this, but they could be nasty.
Indeed. I've got blood on one of my sheets here that I'll be talking about a bit later on. I'm sucking my thumb here, and oh, God. Anyway, but hey, I'm a pro, and that's what pros do. We continue to be broadcasters no matter what challenges we have in our personal lives. So let me ask you this. You were going to mention something here that is coming up that is very important that I think the state Senate's going to be doing.
Yes. So the state Senate is going to be looking at how we can limit powers of eminent domain to help, you know, bolster, you know, personal, you know, people's property rights, you know, individual West Virginia's property rights. And also there's things that we're looking at for next session on how we can open up our regulated market more to some free market competition, because as I've told you on this show several times, the fastest way to fix a monopoly is to open it up to a free market, whether that's repealing certificate of need so we have a free market in healthcare, or whether that's opening up an electric utility industry to a free market. We have to do that. That's how you get costs down, and that's something that the state Senate leadership is currently looking at, and we have to pursue for next session. It's very important, because the people of this state, they can't wait forever and a day. They cannot wait. Their power bills can't wait. Their monthly budgets can't wait. You know, they're struggling now, so we have to look at these things and get this opened up to a free market to get the cost down so West Virginians can afford to continue to live here.
All right, Public Service Commission. Now, it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the Public Service Commission is simply doing price fixing for the big power companies. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the Public Service Commission and the Public Service Commission alone makes the decisions on the rate increases here in West Virginia. As the law currently sits, they do operate independent of the legislature without any legislative oversight.
Right, but they're doing price fixing. I mean, if you and I do price fixing, we go to jail. But apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Public Service Commission is simply doing price fixing, and it's hiding right there in plain sight. How is this even legal?
I don't disagree, and that's a lot of the things I was telling you before. A lot of the people that currently sit on the Public Service Commission have, you know, and I understand that they want people on the Public Service Commission to understand how, you know, the utility markets work, whether it's water, whether it's power, et cetera. But it is concerning when some of the members of the Public Service Commission just retire from one of the power companies, let's say day one, then on day two, they're all of a sudden on the Public Service Commission, wink, wink, it's how this has went for many years in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I think that with this current chair expired, I think Governor Morsi is going to bust that tradition up a little bit and maybe put somebody in there and mix things up. That's what we have to do. We have to mix it up to where people can't just retire from the electric utility company and then the next day end up on the Public Service Commission. And I think Governor Morsi is going to bust that trend up.
Well, he really has to. Also, what do you do with state legislators who are in the House of Delegates one day and the next day they're PR people for the power company? We got the same problem here. Was there Erica Storch? Wasn't she a delegate or something, and now she works for the power company?
I do believe that is correct. I do believe she took a government relations position with AEP, and she wasn't able to serve in the legislature and do that role, so I do definitely think that's what happened there.
Well, shouldn't you also ban people who are politicians, giving them, say you can't go work for the companies that you've been voting on and trying to regulate? I mean, you talk about a conflict of interest with this Erica Storch. I mean, Jesus.
So there is already a bill that puts like a freeze on taking a lobbyist position. Because, there's a couple people, like I think former Senate President Craig Blair is even a government relations or something like that with a company as well.
Wow.
And maybe that's something we look at, too, that you can't take any type of position like that. You know, government relations, maybe add that in with lobbyists and you can't be a government consultant. Maybe that's the thing you look at that, make it the exact same time. I think it's 2 years you can't be a lobbyist. Maybe going forward, we need to look at government relations and government consultants for 2 years, pause as well. Because I agree with what you're saying. It's kind of the workaround, right? This year, this minute, you're a senator. The next minute, you're a lobbyist without being a lobbyist because they're bringing in as a government relations or government consultant.
It stinks to high heaven. It really does. And the conflict of interest is just, to me, it's overwhelming. I mean, how these politicians can get away with that in West Virginia is it got to change. I mean, it's absolutely, it's just got to change. I mean, God only knows how many bills she voted on concerning her new employer. And now, of course, making the big bucks for the new employer. I mean, it's so rotten on so many levels. I don't even know where to begin. Hey, a couple other things here. There was a story in the Intel. There's a group, it's a do-gooder, tree hugger group, but I think they're still raising a very good point. And the headline is AEP wants West Virginia customers to foot the bill for its poor business decisions, according to consumer advocates, they told the PSC. And they go on and on saying how American Electric Power and it includes Wheeling Power and all of that. And long story short, they're saying, hey, it's wrong that we should have to pay for their bad decisions. First, is it true that in West Virginia, the way the state is run, the way it's controlled, the way it's rigged, that the ratepayers have to pay for every bad, stupid, bonehead decision by AEP and all the other power companies?
So they're right in an essence. So when I talk about West Virginia being a regulated utility market with a guaranteed 10% rate of return, in theory, a power company in West Virginia could run its company in the worst manner. They could make the most boneheaded economic decisions, whether it be unreliable generation sources, whether it be, instead of picking the most affordable contractor to do the job that they contract out, they could just pick their buddy and their buddy charge them infinite amount of money. I mean, there's definitely a lot of opportunity for waste because there is a guaranteed rate of return over top of whatever they spend. And that is part of the problem that the legislature is trying to address, because that's how rates never ending go up. Because, if you own a business and you're guaranteed a rate of return, no matter how poorly you run your business, you're not really going to care how affordable the product is because, one, you're the only show in town where people can buy it. And two, you're guaranteed a 10% profit, so why would you care?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. Here, what I'm seeing here, Chris, and again, you're much wiser than I am on this issue and many others, and that is this, that West Virginia has the citizens of West Virginia are screwed in two different ways. One, the electricity is controlled by a monopoly. There's monopoly control. And two, there's legal price fixing. I mean, the consumer's getting screwed over all sorts of different ways. What can we possibly do about this?
You have to unregulate the market. You have to take away that guaranteed rate of return. And, you know, that scares, you know, people that are in that sector. They'll tell you that that'll keep them from making any new investments and stuff. And, you know, I can understand people loving having that rate of return and don't want to lose it if they're in that business. But at the same time, it's not fair to West Virginians. It's not fair to everyday West Virginian who used to enjoy the cheapest electric rates in the entire country. And today we're middle of the pack. And that only happened in a short period of time. I mean, we're talking within a decade, we went from the cheapest to middle of the road, and it's climbing and climbing and climbing. And our wages aren't climbing that fast. You know, our cost of living everywhere else isn't climbing nearly as fast. This is an outlier that has a broken system. It has a monopoly. It has a guaranteed rate of return on a monopoly. And the people of West Virginia have had a public service commission that has rubber stamped a lot of these rate increases for years. Now, hopefully the governor makes a good appointment here to slows that down. But at the same time, I can't just hope for that to happen. Senate leadership is taking a look at legislation to open this up to a free market, open this up for some competition, and hopefully we can get some competition in here to get these rates down and get some relief for West Virginians.
No question. I mean, you have a monopoly that's engaged in legal price fixing. Consumers get screwed, and the Republican establishment and, of course, the Democrats do nothing about it. It's just, it's frustrating beyond belief. Chris, I don't know what I don't know, so what else should I have asked you about in this interview this morning that our listeners need to know about as well?
The battle for the gavel.
All right, let's talk about that. Give us an overview. And by the way, can we hold you over for one more segment? Because again, I don't know what your schedule is like this morning, because this may take a little bit longer to explain because you're going in the weeds a little bit politically, but it's very, very important to people who love Trump. Do you have time to hold over?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. So give me an overview right now about the battle for the gavel and why it is so very important for our listeners here on Big Willie 105.5.
So for all of those that want more freedom, lower taxes, smaller government, you support coal, you support gas, you support President Trump, you support America First and MAGA, this battle for the Senate presidency, the battle for the gavel, as I just labeled it, is very important. You know, as I've said before, the MAGA Republicans have current control of the state Senate. We have control of the governor's mansion. We need control of the House. We're hoping we can flip the House, but we have to hold on to the Senate. And there is a big push by people like Greg Thomas that comes on a sister program and lies a lot. And there's a big push by the Chambercrats to try to undo the historic gains that you did on May 2024 when you flipped the Senate conservative, when you flipped the Senate MAGA. And there's a lot of lies that they're saying. They're saying that they're the true Republicans. They're the true conservatives. Well, I'll go ahead and lay a challenge. Show me a scorecard that's not paid for by you, Greg Thomas, or paid by the Chamber of Commerce, or, you know, David McKinley Jr., any of these people. Show me a scorecard that's by AFP, that's by CPAC, or some other true conservative group that ranks the people he's pushing over what I like to call Team Randy, Senate President Randy Smith, the people that are supporting him. We rank at the top of every scorecard consistently. We're the most pro-business, we're the most conservative on the social issues, we're the most conservative on liberty issues, and he's spreading a lot of lies, coming on here attacking people like an ally. There's an ally in SD1, Senator Laura Chapman. They're really smearing her and trying to come after her real hard, when on the medical freedom issue and some other issues, she's been one of the biggest liberty fighters we've had down there, and they're trying to label her as a rhino, and they're trying to label other members of this team a rhino, and it's laughable. You know, I'll give you another example. They're trying to say they're the most pro-business. Well, if that's the case, how come the microgrids were renewable only while they were in charge? Because it wasn't that long ago they were in charge of the Senate. Yeah. The microgrid bill was renewable only. So if you wanted to break free from the electric grid and have your own microgrid, it had to be wind or solar. We said the heck with that. It could be coal, it could be gas, it could be nuclear, it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yep.
We wanted a free market approach to that. And this leadership team did that. This leadership team opened up West Virginia for the economic prosperity of these data centers to come here. And we're already starting to have those projects. The former leadership, the ones that are trying to get back the gavel now, all they're interested in is woke economic development. That they call it economic development, but what it is your tax dollars funding the Green New Deal.
Like Form Energy and some of these others, I'm guessing. It's unbelievable. I'm going to take a short break here. More with our very special guest, State Senator Chris Rose. He is naming names. He's not pulling any punches. And we're going to find out exactly what is going on and why this battle for the gavel is so very important. Is it a good idea to allow non-conservatives, non-Republicans to start picking who the Republican Party should be voting for? So we've got all of that going on. This could have severe ramifications for West Virginia's wrinkled rhino and other rhinos who are trying to hold on to power so desperately. This is a very, very big deal. The local media is utterly, completely useless. They will not cover this. You have no concept of how big a deal this is if we are going to get rid of these rhinos once and for all and get Trump people in so we can finally have some personal liberty, freedom, and lower rates.